Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Normally, we are visited by Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health for the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit on Wednesdays. But yesterday was International Women's Day, and we had a feature on to support that. Now, today, we've also got another strong woman in our community, and this is Dr. Lena Lee, who is with us today. Dr. Lee, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate these visits that you do every week.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here.
Now, we are going to be talking about these new guidelines on alcohol and health. Now, they came out a few weeks ago, and we've just had a number of things that we wanted to discuss that were sort of more pressing for our immediate area before we got to this. But this is something that has been, you know, sort of on our list for a while to tackle. It's quite important. So let's get right to it, and let's talk about the guidelines for alcohol use. And where did they come from?
Yeah, so the organization is the Canadian Center on Substance Use and Addiction, which is a Canada-wide organization that really talks about a number of substances and does research and publishes guidelines about them. So these are the new guidelines. They do replace, there was a low-risk drinking guideline that people may be familiar with that talked about 10 drinks for women and 14 drinks for men, et cetera. So this guideline does replace that. And really it comes from the new research that we've seen locally, internationally as well, on the effect of alcohol on health. And so it really is to update the guidance to more closely follow what the evidence about health seems to be saying now.
And the changes are pretty significant. So it seems like we've learned a lot since then. So let's talk about them. What can happen when someone drinks too much alcohol, whether it be in, you know, in one sitting or over a long period of time?
Yeah, and I wanted to contextualize this for our region as well. So thinking about, at the same time, well, I think it was a couple of weeks, as this report, this guidance came out, there was a Public Health Ontario report that came out as well, that talked about the risk of, or the overall harm of alcohol that we see, and breaks it up by health unit, which is really handy. So we can actually get specific numbers for the Leeds, Grenville, Lanark region. And according to Public Health Ontario's data, what we see is per year for people who are 15 years old or older in the Leeds, Grenville, Lanark region, we have about 70 deaths that are directly attributable to alcohol, which is accounts for about 4% of deaths.
Per year?
We have about per year.
Wow.
We have about 300 hospitalizations, which accounts for about 2% of all hospitalizations in our region. And we have about 3,000 ER visits, which is about 3% of ER visits. And so just to put into context what we're talking about, the scale of it, I think alcohol is so much a part of our day-to-day lives, and is so much a part of what it means to be social for a lot of people. You really have to think about, you know, what is the scale of risk and harm? And on the one hand, you know, 70 deaths isn't a whole lot in the grand scheme of, you know, 4% of deaths, which isn't a huge amount. But on the other hand, if we think about COVID-19, all through COVID-19 in our region, what deaths we've attributed to COVID-19 that we know of is due to COVID-19 is about 150, right? So 70 versus 150. And 150 is over the course of 2.5, 3 years. This is 70 deaths a year, just to give us a sense of the scale of what we're talking about.
Wow. That is, I wasn't really prepared for those numbers, to be honest with you. I knew it was an issue, but it's really, once you break it down to those numbers, it's quite shocking.
Yeah. And so just thinking about, you know, I think I want to be really careful about really what it means to have this risk from alcohol. Most people Most of the time when they're drinking, they do not have health harms that are, directly attributable. So most people who drink alcohol will not have an alcohol-related cancer, or, when we talk about the health effects of alcohol, there's cancer risks, there's risks to end organ over time, so that's liver damage, brain damage. And there's also risk of injuries and violence. So that's driving under the influence, it's domestic violence, it's sometimes sexual violence, and sometimes injuries, even something as minor as cutting yourself or hitting your head or having a fall, et cetera, right? So these are the health effects that we're thinking about related to alcohol. Most people who drink on most occasions will not have these health effects. And so it's not saying that alcohol is this terrible thing that must be avoided at all costs, but rather to give a sense of scale of, we do have significant severe health outcomes related to alcohol. And they do become more likely with more drinks on any given occasion or in a given week. And so that's what this guidance really breaks it down as. And it really talks about what is the evidence saying now about the level of alcohol use, so like how many drinks you have, related to what is a greater risk or the level of risk of health harms that I've talked about.
Were you shocked by the changes, or did they all seem to sort of make sense to you?
They've been a long time coming, actually. We've known for a long time that the low risk drinking guidelines that came out initially in 2011, so now over a decade ago, have been, how can I put it? Maybe the term is too generous. Like, it probably, or we've known for some time that it undercalls the health risks of alcohol. And it was based on the level of evidence that we had then, right? And now we do have more research. And so that's been building over time. So I'm not surprised, that the change has come. I really like the focus of this particular guidance document, which is less about, so previously the guidance document really talked about, if you stay under this threshold, then your risk is relatively low. Now the guidance talks really more about trying to reduce your alcohol consumption as much as possible, and that less alcohol is better for your health, no matter where you are. So like if you're drinking a drink a day or a drink every other day, even at that level, it is helpful to your health to decrease drinking. And if you're drinking something like 8 drinks a day, even, then decreasing your amount of drinking, even at that level, also improves your health. So all across that continuum, and it's also, the guidance also explicitly says drinking alcohol is a part of our culture and a part of our lives for a lot of people. And it's not to say that we're, the guidance talks about 2 drinks on occasion or 2 drinks a day versus 2 drinks a week. And it really de-emphasizes using that as a threshold. So it's not to say people's goal should be to do that, but rather to say people's goal as much as possible is to reduce their drinking. And those numbers are really where we start to see growing risk from alcohol use.
I guess really by doing it this way, they speak to everybody who is either, a casual drinker or someone who does it only at individual, at gatherings and so on, to the people who will have several drinks a day and over the course of a week as well. It's kind of that sort of broad spectrum, because before it sounded like, well, if you're drinking this much per day, blah blah blah, and then people would say, well, I only have, this much per week, so this doesn't really affect me. But this is a way to break it down to show that any amount of alcohol can have an effect on your health and ultimately your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So it much more closely follows the evidence that we know about, and there's been a number of studies that talk about that, population level studies that look at the level of risk of certain health harms related to how much alcohol that people drink. So in terms of the specific health harms, really, it's helpful to think of it as how many drinks you have at any given event or on any given day versus how much you have over the long term. And the way that this guideline breaks it down is per week, right? So as a useful way to think about a long-term sort of steady amount of drinking. So and the health harms are a little bit different. So if you have per day or per event two or more drinks, that starts to increase your risk of injuries and violence. And so that's what I had mentioned before about car accidents. And we talk about the legal limit of alcohol, and this is a little bit of a bugbear of mine, which is to say that a legal alcohol limit for alcohol is just the law. I dismiss just the law. It's not just, but it's not related to health harms per se, right? Like when we talk about what is a safe level of drinking in order to drive, really the safe level is zero, because anything greater than zero drinks, so like if you've had any alcohol, it does increase your risk of having some sort of a car accident, and it increases when you have more alcohol, right? And so the legal limit is to say where you end up in trouble with the law, but when you end up in trouble with increased risk of injury or of health harm, it can be lower than the legal limit. So that's something to keep in mind. But yeah, two drinks per occasion increases your risk of injuries, of violence, of participating in violence in ways that you may not be proud of yourself the next day. So that's sort of by occasion. And I should note that this guideline doesn't differentiate men and women in the way that the old guideline did. And that's because there is evidence now that up to about 10 drinks a week, the risk of health harms for men and women appears to be quite similar. The difference here is that the rate of rise for health harms is higher at greater than 10 drinks a week for women compared to men. And so the slope of the rise, or the rate at which health harms rise over 10 drinks, is greater for women than for men. But for under 10 drinks, the health harms related to alcohol for men and women is about the same. And so that's why this guidance removes that differentiation, or it doesn't emphasize it so greatly.
Well, we're just about out of time here, Dr. Lee. So, is there any other vital information that you wanted to make sure that listeners in our area, your jurisdiction, know about?
Yeah, so I want to leave us, I think, with a what does it mean for me sort of message. And so there's a few things to mention. One is, again, the emphasis is really on drinking less is better for your health. It's not to say that alcohol or the amount of that you drink is good or bad in this sort of black or white thinking, but more so where you are on that spectrum, like we were talking about earlier. And then the second is, if people are thinking about ways in which they could reduce their drinking, there's a few tips. One is to count your drinks and know what a standard drink is and how many standard drinks you've had. Set a weekly drinking limit for you or a drinking target and stick with it. Drink slowly, drink with lots of water, have a non-alcoholic drink for every alcoholic drink that you have, so alternate. Choose drinks with lower amounts of alcohol or virgin drinks. Eating before and while you're drinking can help reduce your consumption as well. And Think about alcohol-free activities that you can do. And if you're looking to reduce your alcohol consumption or how much you drink, choose those activities. If you know that you're going to go to an event and there's alcohol there and you're going to drink, then think about other activities that you could be doing that you would enjoy as well and do those.
Excellent. Well, as always, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me, Dr. Lee, and of course, all of our listeners. We look forward to our next conversation next week.
Yeah, great talking.
Indeed. And if you'd like to find out more about the new guidelines, you can just go to healthunit.org. They've got lots on it there. And we'll post a link to that, of course, on our website, leonardbleedstoday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.